السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا، يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا، يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا، يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا، وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. يا عليما بخلقك، يا خبيرا بخلقك، يا لطيفا بخلقك، ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل، الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهادي حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سادة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة النساء. And it's quite appropriate that this should be سورة النساء when we look at the first verse of the surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates how this human creation is tied together. In this first verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, taqu rabbakum, shield yourselves from the displeasure of your Rabb, your creator and sustainer. Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who created you, min nafsin wahida, from one single soul. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, and from that soul he created a partner for that soul. So look at the unity of mankind. Not only do we go back to one pair, but even our mother has been created from our father. Allahu Akbar. An-nasu fi jitit taswiri akfa'u, abuhum adamu wal ummu hawa'u, fa'iyyakun fi aslihim sharafun yatafakharuna bihi, fattini wal ma'u. Like the poet says, mankind in their makeup, they are all the same. Their father is Adam and their mother is Hawa. Adam and Eve, alayhimus salatu wassalam. So if there's anything that they can be proud about as to where they come from, fattini wal ma'u, it is mud and water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first part of this verse, he indicates the unity. How we are all one family. كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. That's what our beloved Prophet said. He said, صلوات ربي وسلام عليه, he said, all of you are from Adam, and Adam is from dust. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. And from that single soul, Allah created a partner for that soul. And from the two of them, Allah created many men and many women and spread them far out through the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so shield yourselves from Allah's displeasure. He who you are going to be questioned about. We're all going to be questioned about Allah. Allah is going to question us as to our relationship with Him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. How was our relationship with Allah on the dunya? Allah is going to question us about it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And what else? Wal arham, and the relatives. Subhanallah. Al-arham, the plural of rahim, which literally means the womb. So Allah is going to question us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. He's going to question us about our relationship with Him, Al-Khaliq. And then He's going to question us about our relationship with our relatives, Al-Makhluq. Before any other connection, He's going to question us about our relationship with our relatives from the rest of the creation of mankind. And then Allah warns us at the end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Indeed, Allah is surveilling you. And surveillance is not just watching and then forgetting. Surveillance is watching and recording. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. I think very often, Jamaatul Muslimin, this is a topic that we, and I don't mean to generalize, and when I advise, I start with myself, but that we tend to be neglectful of. The relationship with our relatives. The connection of the womb. Silatul Rahim. That's what it's called. Silatul Rahim. And there's a beautiful hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ana ar-Rahman wa hadhihi ar-Rahim. Shaqaqtu laha isman min ismi. فَمَنْ وَاصَلَهَا وَصَلْتُهُ وَمَنْ قَتَعَهَا بَتَتُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Ar-Rahman. And you know that these two names, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the names that we say the most. Because we say it every time we say the basmala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ismani mushtaqani min sifat ar-Rahma. Two names of the 99 names that have been derived from the attribute of mercy. In ar-Rahman, take away the alif and lam, we have five letters. Ra, ha, mim, alif, noon. You just don't see the mud of the alif when you open the mushaf. The mud is not written, but it's pronounced. Rahim, four letters. Ra, ha, ya, mim. And what's the rule that we have mentioned so many times from this minbar? Ziyadatul mabna tadulla ala ziyadatul ma'na. The more letters there are in the word, the more the emphasis of the meaning of that word. In other words, there's more mercy in Ar-Rahman than what there is in Rahim. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman al-Dunya and Rahim al-Akhirah. Because His Rahmah is for everybody on the dunya, but it is written specifically for the believers in the Akhirah. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ana Rahman, I am the most merciful. Allah says, Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My mercy encompasses everything on the dunya. Ana Rahman. Wa hadhihi rahim. And this is the womb. Shaqaqtu laha isman min ismi. I've derived a name for the womb from my name. I've derived a name for the womb from my name. Rahman, Rahim. Because Jamaat al-Muslimin, when you think about it, if we can't show mercy to our own relatives, and who am I speaking about? Mother, father, sons, daughters, grandmother, grandfather, grandsons, granddaughters, brothers and sisters' children, uncles and aunties. The only difference between the ulama is, does it include cousins or not? Meaning the children of our uncles and the children of our aunties, both maternal and paternal. That's the difference of opinion. But obviously, we're better to make al-ahwat. Al-ahwat, as encompassing as possible. But of course, the nearer the relation, the more binding the connection. And the greater responsibility for nurturing and strengthening that connection. Now let's go back to the hadith al-Qudusi. Man wasalaha wasaltuhu. What did he say? I am the most merciful. And this is the womb. I've derived a name for it from my name. So whoever maintains their tie to the womb, I will maintain my tie to them. But whoever breaks the tie of the womb, I will break my tie with them. Allahu Akbar. That's how serious it is, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And we know how important it is. I mean, as Muslimin, we know how important it is. The first instruction that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave when he entered Madinat al-Munawwara. What did he say? Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu as-salam. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ وَسِّلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ. He said, greet one another, feed one another, maintain the ties of the womb with each other, and pray at night when everybody else is sleeping. You will enter paradise with peace. We know also that famous hadith in Bukhari, Man kana yu'min billahi wal yawm al-akhir, falyukrim dayfahu. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them honor their guest. Man kana yu'min billahi wal yawm al-akhir, falyasil rahima. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then maintain the tie of the womb. In other words, a person that maintains good ties with their relatives, it's a sign of iman. And the stronger the tie, the stronger the iman as a sign. The sign of a strong connection equals strong iman in the heart of the person maintaining the connection. And then the last one, he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلِ الْخَيْرَ أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Subhanallah, that's very appropriate that he says that after the connection with the relatives. What's the third one he said? Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them speak good things or keep quiet. Interesting how those two come together. The first one, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then honor your guest, whether it's your family or not. Whether it's your family or not. If they come to visit you, honor them. Second one, maintain the tie of the womb, especially with your family. Invite them. And when they do come, speak only nice things to them or keep quiet. Don't antagonize, don't provoke, don't cause unnecessary trouble in the family. Because this tie of the womb is so sacred. We cannot take any chances in spoiling it. Jamaat al-Muslimin, this particular topic, subhanallah, is a topic where there is no shortage of verses from the Holy Quran or a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. For an imam, for a khatib, this is one of the easier khutab to prepare in terms of sources, in terms of adilla, in terms of proofs. I mean, we just started with Surah An-Nisa. That first verse in Surah An-Nisa, showing how the womb of the woman is that entity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as a means of connecting mankind. That sacred womb of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ra'd, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلْ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the true believers, describing the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who maintain that which Allah has ordered them to maintain, and they fear their Lord therein, and they fear a painful account on the day of judgment. This is not something to take lightly, Jamaat al-Muslimin. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that other verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, that those who do not do it, they will be the losers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Not only will they be the losers, but they will have the curses of Allah upon them. Those who break the ties of the womb. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلَ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبَصَارَهُمْ. And it will be those who turn their backs, causing mischief in the earth, turning their backs on the commands of Allah, causing mischief in the earth, and breaking the ties of the womb. They are those that Allah has cursed. And we know what is la'na. La'na, we said, it's not an evil spell. La'na in Islam, a curse in Islam, means the withholding of good. You want blessings in your life? And I start with myself. Riyad, you want blessings? Allahu Akbar. Qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sarrahu ay yubsata lahu fi rizqihi aw yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi falyasir rahima. Whoever would like, whoever would be made happy by being granted an expanse in their rizq, in their sustenance, and be granted a good legacy. And in some commentators, they say be granted a good or a long life in Allah's obedience. Then maintain the tie of the womb. The opposite thereof, Allah will withhold those blessings. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? La'anahum Allah. Allah will curse them. Allah will withhold those blessings from them. Allah will withhold that good from them, they will be of the mahrumeen. Who are they? Those who break the ties of the womb. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن عباد الله Jamaat al-Muslimin. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, with regards to this last verse from Surah Muhammad that we just dealt with before the Jalsat al-Istiraha, before the sitting between the two khutbas. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about this verse, Inna Allah khalaq al-khalq. Allah created the creation. Hatta idha fariqa min khalqihi qalat al-rahim. And then after Allah created the creation, the womb said, the womb spoke. هذا مقام العائذ بك من القطيعة. The womb, what did it say? The womb said, this is the place of refuge from your punishment, O Creator and Sustainer. Meaning on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, قَالَ نَعَمْ Allah says, yes. أَمَا تَرْضَيْنَا أَنْ أَصِلَ مَنْ وَصَلَكَ Does it not please you? Allah speaking to the womb. Does it not please you that I will maintain ties with those who maintain ties with you, and I will break ties with those who break ties with you. قالت بلى يا رب قال فهو لك. So the womb said, indeed, O Creator and Sustainer. And Allah said to the womb, it's for you. It's for you, the womb. Allah has granted this high maqam, this high station, the station that the one who maintains the tie of the womb will be granted and guaranteed the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, and then the Prophet recited this verse, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his curses on those who break the ties of the womb. He then recited that verse. In another hadith, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من ذنب أجدر أن يجعل الله لصاحبه العقوبة في الدنيا مع ما يدخره أو يدخره له في الآخرة من البغي وقطيعة الرحم. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, authentic hadith. He says, there is not a sin. There is not a sin that is more likely to be punished on the dunya. And in fact, there's a corroborating hadith to this. There's a corroborating hadith to this. That the two sins that will be punished on the dunya before the akhirah. Only two sins. Only two sins will be punished on the dunya. And all other sins, the punishment thereof, if not forgiven, May Allah forgive us for all our sins. Ameen. Though that punishment will be delayed for the Akhirah. So here our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he, the corroboration of that hadith, مَا مِنْ ذَنْبٍ أَجْدَرُ أَنْ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ الْأُقُوبَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. There is no sin that is more likely to be punished on the dunya for the one who commits it, besides that punishment which is waiting for them in the Akhirah, which is oppression and the breaking of the ties of the womb. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ الْقَاتِعَ. The one who breaks the tie of the womb will not enter paradise. وقال أيضا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه ليس الواصل بالمكافي. Now we need to get to some definitions. What does it mean to maintain the tie of the womb perfectly or to the best of our ability? You know, if they phone me, I'll phone them. If they are nice to me, I'll be nice to them. And as long as I'm doing that, then I am a wasil. A wasil meaning I'm a connector. I'm connected to the womb. La. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الواصل بالمكافي. The true connector with the tie of the womb is not the one that reciprocates, that only reciprocates the good that is done to them. ولكن الواصل, but the true connector to the womb, الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها, is the one that when ties are broken with them, they go out of their way to make the connection of those ties. This is the essence of Islam. And this is where many of us, and I remind myself first, this is where many of us falter. When that verse came down, خُذِ الْعَفُوْ, forgive. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, enjoin the good. وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and ignore the ignorant ones. Especially if we're family, we think before, or we speak before we think. We're supposed to think before we speak, but we speak before we think. Did I get that right now? We're supposed to think before we speak, but we speak before we think, and we end up saying things to each other that we regret afterwards. And we're supposed to have forbearance for each other. In other words, to overlook it and to forgive. This is one of the greatest attributes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the true believers. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the true servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk on the earth gently. And when the ignorant ones address them, they say back to them, peace. That's our strangers. What about your own family? You must overlook and forgive. So, the true connector of the womb is not the one that reciprocates the good that is done to them, but it is the one that when ties are broken with them, they maintain the ties of that womb. Sorry, I was referring to the ayah, خُذِ الْعَفُ. When this verse came down, so the Prophet ﷺ, he asked Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, مَا هَذِ الْعَفُ. Oh, Gabriel, what is this forgiveness that Allah is speaking about? Just blanket, forgive. And so Jibreel said to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكَ أَن تَعْفُوَ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ وَأَن تَصِلَ مَنْ قَتَعَكَ وَأَن تُؤْتِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَكَ. Indeed, Allah commands you to forgive those who wrong you and to join ties with those who break ties with you and to give to those who don't give to you. Jamaatul Muslimin, one of the greatest forms of sadaqah, الصدقة, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن أفضل الصدقة, the best form of charity, الصدقة على ذي الرحم الكاشح. The best form of charity is charity that is given to the relative. Which one? الكاشح, أي العدو المبغض. That relative that has enmity in their hearts for you, that is the best charity to give to the relative who has enmity and is angry for you. That's the best charity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you know what that charity will do? It will heal. It will heal that enmity. It will remove that anger. It will put out the fire of that anger. And so the Prophet said, Tahadu tahabu, give gifts to one another. It creates more love for each other. Idfa billati hi ahsan. What does Allah say? Give back that which is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a good deed will never equal a bad deed. A good reaction will never equal a bad reaction. A good word will never equal a bad word. Give back that which is better. So that the one in between which there is enmity between you and them, it's like they become your best friend. But nobody will attain this except for those who have true perseverance. And nobody will attain this except those who are truly blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the poet says, يُخَاتِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ وَآبَى أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً وَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا كَعُودٍ زَادُهُ الْإِحْرَاقُ طِيبًا. He says, the foolish person addresses me in the ugliest manner, but I refuse to give them an answer. I refuse to make it worse. They increase in their foolishness, I increase in my forbearance, like a piece of oud, that bark from Cambodia, from India, like a piece of oud. The more you burn it, the sweeter it smells. أكثروا يا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. إن الصلاة والسلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا
وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نتوب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جماعة المسلمين on Monday after Maghrib we will inshallah ta'ala have a talk after Maghrib inshallah just reminding us about the importance of our connection to the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imbibing his character and his attributes into our lives, remembering the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to this world, and inshallah making some introspection thereafter. That'll be on Monday inshallah after Maghrib Salah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.